go.
Welcome to Idea Dictionary with David Seminary, featuring my dear friend Bartholomew, also known as Matthew Morrison.
Good to meet you, David. Good to be on the podcast.
He's a pilot, and this is the pilot episode, so what a way to start the video.
I just came up with that.
Dude, that was awesome, bro.
He's a young adult. He's actually only 18 years old, and he's already flying planes. So tell us, what's the one thing you love the most about flying planes?
I think I just love actually flying the plane, hand flying it, just coming in to land, you know, beautiful sunset, you know. Some are pretty, going all over the country, traveling.
What do you think about, like, the air traffic control? Like, do you think they're, like, very good? They're not good at all?
I think they're awesome. I love air traffic control. Yeah. They're watching out for us. We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. All right. So, what's, like, how big do you think, like, the air, like, the wings are on the plane?
So, the Citation I fly, it's 55 feet long of a wingspan. 55.7, but let me hold that for you. This isn't going to go to 55 feet.
So you drive like the private, you said you drive like the private.
Yeah. Planes. So our planes can hold like 12 people.
Okay.
How many feet did that go to?
That was like 12 feet.
Okay. So times that by like 4 and then add another 7 and
it's
you'll
pretty
get
pretty big plane.
It is.
I have some questions for you.
Okay, I bet.
So, you know, like the chips on the ridges on the chips, right? Like it makes it crunchier. Like you say, like Lay's original.
Okay.
It's not very crunchy, but you get like Ruffles or you get the wavy version of Lay's and it's a lot crunchier.
Mm-hmm.
How would you explain how the ridges add to the crunch?
I would say that it's probably just like in your, like a mind trick. I think that these companies like by pinning like the ridge in there that like people like will like put two together, like they'll see the ridge and they'll be like, oh, because I have a ridge, it must be crunchy. Like maybe it's like, it doesn't even do anything, but just because they see like a different texture, because like if you see like a flat, soft chip, like a Lay's chip, like an original Lay's, that's going to be soft. But if you see these ridges, then it has to be something more texture.
It's because your tongue is feeling like the texture and it's like adding like psychosomatically.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Crunch. I think it is actually physically adding something, because if you think about it, think about like a flat tarp right on the ground.
Uh-huh.
It could be 12 by 12.
Sorry, there's a plane that flew by. I'm just curious to see what that was. Okay, I found it. Thank you.
And you can have like a bigger tarp, like 20 by 20. And you could scrunch it and make it have like those like little folds on top of it. And you can make it into the 12 by 12. But if you stretch it out, the surface area is actually bigger. So you're actually tearing apart more molecules when you're crunching it.
And dude, that's too advanced for me, bro. I'm not college, bro. I'm not college level.
But you're like aviation, like yeah. Deal with the air. So the air molecules. But it crunching, like it's kind of like the sounds you hear in the airplanes. What are some sounds? Could you like imitate some sounds you hear in the airplane?
Yeah, it's like sometimes like on our door, like our planes are pressurized, so we have a rubber, like piece of rubber that inflates with the air off the engine to keep the pressure inside the cabin. And sometimes if you know it's misaligned, you'll hear like a. And you can't do anything till you land, or it's just like the sound of the air. You don't really hear the engines. You just hear the.
And is that like the air outside coming in, or is it just the air?
It's just the air going around the plane.
Okay. But like that's like coming in from the door.
No. It's just around the windows. Like the air is hitting the windows and going. Over the window, so you just hear like the air like because it's thick, but it's not, the glass isn't so thick to where you can't hear anything. And you also have air outlets that you can hear just like in any car or anything.
Okay, yeah, like when you're in a car it's just like bigger
and yeah,
you're higher up.
Exactly.
Do you ever like think about like the solar radiation coming down? Like do you have like any precautions for that?
No, I don't actually. I kind of just say screw it and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have sun visors, so I try not to get sunburned.
I heard you talking about like if you don't eat soy, And if you don't eat seed oils, you don't need sunscreen.
So that's what our friend Brandon was saying, but I don't know if that's true. I feel like that might be, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, our friend Brandon, yeah, we might have him on a future podcast. He was he's a Dominican, so maybe it's like a Dominican myth.
Yeah, yeah, he was in the seminary for a year to become a Dominican, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like also transitioning from like the aerospace.
Uh-huh.
Think about like the heavens, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so hear me out. This is like really crazy, but you know how people with astigmatism, right? They like, okay, so it's like your eye is kind of deformed just a tiny bit. So when you're looking at night at the streetlights, instead of seeing like dots, like normal lights, like it's all like squint your eyes and you'll see like rays of light and it looks weird.
Okay.
So people with astigmatism, when they look at a bright star, they might see like a cross, right?
Because
it's distorting the light a bit. So when the shepherds on the birth of Jesus, they saw the star, what if they had astigmatism? Or like it's just bright and it looks like a cross in the star in the sky? They're like, okay, let's follow it, right?
Yeah.
And it leads them to Jesus, the birth of baby Jesus. And conversely,
that's crazy.
When he dies, he goes to the cross and he leads us to heaven through the cross.
So it's all from the cross of, and might be due to astigmatism.
Just forget about astigmatism.
Okay.
Just like think about like how you look up in the sky, you see like a big cross or like a small cross.
Uh-huh.
It's a star and it leads you to Jesus.
Right.
And then likewise, we follow Jesus in our life. He leads us to the cross, which leads us to heaven.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
And as in back in the day, they would call the sky and the stars, like every celestial being, they reside in heaven.
Right.
So
maybe the wise men, because of astigmatism, I don't know how to say that word, maybe they saw the cross in the sky. Maybe that was actually from heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you think about it, like Jesus is light, you know, Jesus is light. And Einstein, that E equals MC squared, time is relative.
Mm-hmm.
And the faster you go in time, or the faster you go through space, time slows down, right?
Right.
So to us, if God is going light speed, it's like nothing for him. But for us, it takes like thousands of years.
Right.
So that might be why Jesus is taking so long to come sometimes. Would you say it's okay to say a holy cow in front of Jesus?
Holy cow?
Yeah, like, you know, people say like...
I'm familiar with the term, David. Thank you. I would say yes. I would say that as long as your heart has the right intention and you have a pure mind. If you're, you know, if you always say holy S-H-I-T and all of a sudden you start saying holy ship, like you were trying to say the other word. Mm. But I think that if, you know, you wanted to find a PG version, like a VeggieTales version or a Christian version, holy cow is awesome. That's fine. Because you're like, holy cow. Like you look at the term of holy cow, and I bet you it was like something to do with the holy cow.
And God made all things holy in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you like to read a Bible verse for us?
Sure.
Any Bible verse.
Any Bible verse? Okay. I'm Catholic, so I don't know how to read the Bible, but I'll try. Okay. Let's see. Let's read from the Gospel of John. It's my favorite gospel.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. This is kind of a weird Bible. I'm not used to it. It's really cool, but I just need to find... Oh, here we go. I'm trying to find... Okay, we're going to start with John 1:11. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father. I love that line, the word became flesh. Shout out to the traditional Latin Mass when they say that every time, the High Mass, Last Gospel, and I love it.
Do they say in English or Latin?
No, it's in Latin. Oh. Everybody kneels or when they say a word, and the word became flesh. So
yeah, that's cool. Like Latin Mass, I've never been to it. Like,
how you've never been to a Latin Mass?
I've been to Latin Novus Ordo, but not like TLM. Like, how would you describe it? Dude, you gotta come with us. Come would you describe it to like a peasant like me? Like, what is going on in the
Latin? Why are you a peasant?
No. Like, just like describe it to the audience. Like, imagine like I'm a peasant and you're describing it to me.
Well, I've only been going for a few months, but I mean, it's fully changed, you know, my faith. I would describe it as just a little precursor. The Novus Ordo is 100% valid, and I love both masses. It's all Jesus. But my personal opinion is the traditional Latin Mass is just so much more reverent across the board. And it's just, you know, I think just seeing it, the Mass and the language of the church is really important. I mean, the Latin language is the language of our Catholic Church. And I think it's just so beautiful. And I think it's just, you know, it's a Mass of the ages. You know, it's timeless. And I just think it's, there's so many little details to everything that happens where it's just offering so much worship to God, and I think it's just beautiful.
Yeah, and I hear like there's like a lot of mystery to it. Like, were you like confused the first time you went?
Yeah, I guess some mystery. I was just confused. I was just lost in the sauce, you know, trying to figure it out. Me and Lindsay are slowly getting better at it, but we're still have our heads in the red book, you know, trying to figure it out. But I think it's worth it. I think everybody should try going to the traditional Latin Mass.
Yeah, you said how like it's the language of like tradition, but like what would you say like before Latin, like it was like books were written in Greek,
right,
and Hebrew, and like Jesus spoke Aramaic, but what would you say to that?
I would say that that's like a misconception people think of, because when people think of tradition, they think of just the oldest. So the most traditional thing you can be doing is saying Mass in Aramaic, which isn't true. All tradition means is passing on. So, you know, our fathers, you know, before us in the past few hundred years, they said the traditional Latin Mass back for hundreds and hundreds of years. So tradition doesn't have to be the oldest. It's just what we have been passed on. And what has been passed on to us from our generations before us was the traditional Latin Mass for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, and what would you say to, like, the people who say, like, oh, back in traditional, like before people would kneel, they would even receive the Eucharist with their hands.
Right. So I think that's like another thing where it's like, if you look back at the early, early church there, I think there was people who were taking on the hand, but I know it wasn't the way we do it now. Like there had to be a deeper meaning. Nobody, you know, or even maybe it was kind of how we did it now, but the culture around it has to be different, or it had to be more pure, because now it's like you go to a regular parish and like, it's just like, and I used to do it, like, you just receive it on the hand and you don't even think about it, you know? So I think, again, you know, I think that
your body language speaks more than words.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't think we should be receiving Jesus on the hand ever. I don't think our hands are worthy of that.
What if, like, you're sick? Like, you're, like, sick and it's, like, you have, like, oral infection and, like, you think you can receive on hands?
I think in cases like that, and then you receive the Eucharist, I would be up for that. I mean, but I'm saying I think the standard should be, you know, receiving on the tongue, kneeling if able.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, yeah.
It's just like a reverence thing. And like it helps, not only is it offering reverence or respect to our Eucharistic Lord, but like it helps you too. Like I have such a deeper devotion to the Eucharist since I've kneeled and taken on the tongue compared to when I just take it on my hands. Like it's just like, it's almost like it's just like a product. Like I just like, you know, I touch everything with my hands, you know, it's not special.
You want some lotion?
Sure. Thank you. That's good. Thank you, David, for this. What's the lotion, or can we not say the brand?
Faceline,
okay. Faceline, please don't copyright us.
Yeah, so, like, why do you think so many professionals, like, they'll say, like, oh, don't put cotton swabs in your ears? That's dangerous.
Yeah, I actually... But,
like, they don't seem to bat an eye, or should I say an ear, when you put ear pods in, like, AirPods.
Yeah, I actually really like this topic. I'm actually really familiar with this topic because I've been having like some like ear problems, like being able to fully clear it. But the thinking about this is you have your ear tube. I'm not a freaking doctor, but I know that, like, you know, you can't blow the cannon. You can't stuff the cannon or something. I don't know. You can't pack the cannon. Because what happens is when you get a tissue and you try to clear your earwax out, it's a deceitful thing. Because as the more you pit your finger in to find stuff, the more you're pushing it down. So then you can't get it back out. You're going to have to go to the ENT.
What about like those little, it got like a camera and you could stick it in your ear. It's really small and then it cleans out the earwax.
Yeah, they have like, yeah, they have things at the doctor like that. The ENT. I don't.
Bless you. Bless you.
Sorry.
You sneeze like that?
Yeah. Are you?
That's like normal.
I am. What?
That's like your normal sneeze.
Yeah, you're making fun of my.
No, sleep. I was just wondering.
I'm kidding. That's not my normal sneeze.
That's like you went up in pitch.
You see me. You see how I normally sneeze, David?
Well, I don't remember like prior to this. I just like thought it was like normal, but like here, like I just forgot how you normally sneeze.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, thank you. So you are against putting cotton swabs in your ears?
No. I'm against putting cotton swabs into your... what's funny?
Bless you.
Thank you. I'm against putting cotton swabs in your ear to try to get wax out. But if you need to do it so you don't get water in your ear when you shower, or go in the water, then that's fine.
Okay. So after you shower?
No. You can put cotton swabs in your ears to keep from water getting in, but you can't put stuff in your ear to try to get wax out.
Wow.
Does
what
that
if
make
it's
sense?
Water? Like, you just get the cotton swab, like, just around the ear. Like
just, like,
nah, you don't
outside.
Stick it in there.
Yeah, if you don't stick, don't stick it. But if you're just on the outside, that's fine.
Okay.
But don't go anywhere down your hole.
So what do you say about AirPods? Yay or nay?
Well, AirPods are just sitting right here. You're not pushing it in, right? Or
it kind of goes in the ear canal.
I'm actually not familiar with that subject because I don't wear AirPods.
What do you wear?
I wear Bose headsets. Bose A20s. Well, that's for flying, but I wear Bose Quiet Comfort 45s. I just like the whole headset better.
It feels better.
It does.
And it doesn't fall off.
Yeah, exactly. I've had AirPods before and I hate it. Like, I hate the feeling of it coming off.
Like, you'll just be like bench pressing like 225. On dumbbells,
yeah,
right? And then like it falls over, and then like you try to catch it instinctively with your right hand, and you drop,
yeah,
the dumbbell on yourself.
Oh no!
It hasn't happened to me, but just like,
it could happen.
Yeah,
you got to be careful.
How much do you bench?
I haven't been in the gym, and like I have a membership. Haven't been in, like 6 months probably. I went for like a year straight. I've benched. That's the weights plus the bar, right?
Weights plus the bar, yeah. It's like the bar is 45.
If the bar is 45, I've done like 35 aside.
Okay.
So 35 plus 35 plus the bar.
So like 115?
Yeah.
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 You said you go to Choose Fitness, right?
Yeah, Choose Fitness in Cyprus.
I don't know if I can disclose this on the internet, but Deacon Rick, he goes to the same gym I go to.
Really?
Yeah. Like, everyone in the whole parish, they go there.
Really? Wait, I was actually going to ask you, like I kind of want to get back in shape. Like, you know, I was saying we should go to the gym sometime.
Let's
do it. Hit you out. You down?
Yeah, I'm definitely down.
Maybe, like, my personal trainer?
Yeah, for free. I can train you for free. Yeah. I got, like, all the information, but if you look at me, don't, like, look at me and say, like, oh, this guy, he's not huge. It's all about the knowledge.
It is
genetics.
About the knowledge, 100%.
Yeah. It's... as long as the weight is moving, I think that's what matters. So what's your type? Your blood type?
Oh, Latina. Oh, you're talking about blood type.
Yeah, blood
okay,
type.
Okay, sorry. I don't know.
You don't know?
What's your blood type?
You want to find out?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't have
a... Oh, I got scared. I thought David was going to pull out like a needle. I was like, oh, heck no.
Yeah, you can actually do like this test, like a litmus test kind of. Like you just poke yourself and you smear the blood on like A, B, C. And C is like O, type O blood. And there's like certain molecules. Like.
Okay, but can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your type?
My type? I think I'm B. B negative.
Okay, ask me another question.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on ABGs?
ABGs, arterial blood glass, arterial blood gases.
Yeah, try
saying that 5 times fast. Seriously. I think they're very good. I think they're essential to life, just like Asian baby girls.
Ooh.
Like you can't live your life to the fullest without them. Like you can live without oxygen for probably like a couple minutes. But without an ABG in your life, probably like 30 years. If you're a white guy, probably 60 years. Once you get that money, as long as you're like a U.S. citizen, you get any ABG.
Well, have you ever considered, because you're a U.S. citizen, getting ABG from abroad, bring it over here with citizenship?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, I'm saying you can find some, you know, nice ABGs from the Philippines or somewhere in Vietnam who want citizenship.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but that's like a lot of work for me. I'd rather stay local.
Right.
I'm more about like local grown, domestic, not abuse, but domestic products.
Right. So do you have something against international products? Or?
No, I just leave that to other people. Like other people have different skills and talents and assets. For me, I don't have the money to like travel abroad and come back. Maybe after I become a rad tech, I want to become like my inner Filipino. Like I can't become a nurse.
Why?
The closest thing is becoming a rad tech.
Why can't you become a nurse?
Well, I guess I can, but I'd just rather be a rad tech. You know, like the radiology people who shoot beams into people.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Well, yeah, that's interesting. Well, I hope you find the ABG soon, David.
Thank you. So what do you think about Elon Musk joining Doge? Do you think he's going to put government things into his own advantage? Like, do you think he's going to cheat the system in a sort of saying?
I don't have any idea what Doge is, but what I do know is that Elon would have been better than whoever Kamala would have picked to help her run whatever crap. I think that Elon has been brilliant. As Trump says, Elon, he loves Elon. He's so brilliant. We love Elon. Elon, he does all the rockets and they go so deep into space. It's glorious. I think that, I think it's good. I think I'd rather have Elon than some Fed guy. You know, he's so successful with those space rockets. So I think he's going to do a lot of good for our country. And I'm really happy to see what he's saying. But I don't know. But I feel like, you know, with some of these people, they might try to do things for their own advantage too. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's trying to do that with some things. But overall, I'm not knowing anything, I think it's overall good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was a huge Elon simp. Like, I was, like, paying for X Premium for a time just so I could support
him.
It's
kind of down bad of you.
Yeah, that's kind of right, yeah.
You could have been spending that on, like, ABG's dates.
Yeah, but I was thinking about, like, the future. Like, if I subscribe to X Premium, I get Grok. You know Grok 2? It's like ChatGPT, but it has more access to, like, Twitter and all that.
No.
I was thinking, like, that could help, like, and grow my mind.
Right.
But anyways, like, after seeing his reveal of, like, the robots, have you seen the Tesla robots?
No.
So, he's making, like, these Optimus robots, and they kind of walk like this for now, but, like, eventually...
No, I don't like that. I don't mess with that stuff. Yeah, it's super sus. Like, they're gonna just, like, take over. I don't like all the AI crap. Like, I think that praise God that our society has got so advanced, and I love it. But it's like, do we really need to be doing AI robots? Like, you know, God made humans, you know? Like, I feel like some of the AI robots, I feel like that might be coming from the enemy.
Yeah, it could be the Antichrist.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it could be the start of a new era. Jesus comes back, and instead of us working, it's the robots. And we have, like, a different work to do.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... I don't know.
Yeah, only time will tell.
Yeah.
It's something to think about.
It is. It's something to maybe meditate on. But maybe, like, praying the rosary or something.
Matthew 6, verse 24. Somewhere around there. It's like, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself.
Yeah.
And as for taking our jobs, like, God will provide for us like he does for the birds in the sky.
Yeah, I need to really work on that. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, like worrying about tomorrow?
Yeah, just worrying about like working because it's pretty slow this whole month. You know, yeah. Just wanted to provide for my little baby girl once I get engaged and married to her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So. You gonna propose soon?
Yeah, I'm gonna propose probably within like a month.
Oh, should I keep that in there?
Yeah, you can keep it in there. Yeah, she knows. She doesn't know how, but she'll like it.
I'm excited. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You're like probably, I think you're like my first like close friend who's getting married.
Yeah. The whole St. Pius gang is going to be at the wedding for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm thinking like David, Julian, and Kenny like altar serve. Like,
no way.
That would be crazy. Like,
you're going to have like a TLM mass?
I want to. I'm going to ask if we can have a TLM. If not, like Latin Novus Ordo, you know, at Orientum.
I know St. Gregory does TLM weddings.
Where's St. Gregory?
It's in Whittier.
Yeah, I'm good.
You don't want?
No, I love St. John the Baptist. I love Orange County.
Okay, yeah. Stay in Orange County.
Yeah.
Orange County is such a wonderful place.
It is. Like, it's not like crappy like LA County. It's just so nice and peaceful.
Yeah, and you got some celebrities too, like the Franco TV.
Who's that?
Okay. He's like that one guy, parts his hair down the middle.
Not familiar.
Okay. He's like a Catholic influence.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen his videos.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably recognize him. Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
Yeah. That would be so sick.
I would.
And then, like, he's, like, standing there and we smell him.
Maybe. I don't know. You can do that, but.
Okay.
I'm not Joe Biden.
Yeah, me neither. All right, so. Dang it. I should have wrote more questions.
Wait, let me see.
This is what I wrote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can come up with some.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. David Seminarian. Do you want to go by David Seminarian or David Simeon?
You can just say David. Davidicus.
Okay, Davidicus. What do you think about female auto servers?
Oh, is this about my controversial video on Instagram?
No, I can promise you it's not. Okay. I just want your honest opinion and be truthful.
I kind of have mixed feelings about it. Mm. Like a lot of my friends, they have like daughters who auto serve, and it's like one way to serve, but on the other hand, it says like, somewhere I forgot, but basically like women should stay away from like the service, but or not service, but
speaking, preaching, yeah,
from preaching, but they're not really talking.
Yeah, they're not. I don't know about that argument.
To me, I say it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But I'd rather see a big, buff, strong man or like a small kid boy.
Right. Because,
you know? Like, that's a future priest possible.
100%.
Like Julian.
Yeah. No. Hey, shout out to Gabby.
Yeah, shout out Gabby. Imagine they're listening to this right now.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
What do you think about it? I think I know what you think about it.
No. Why do you say that, David?
No reason.
No, explain.
It's because like you have like a more traditional view, and then I was like explaining that, and then you were like doing like this.
I think that no woman should ever altar serve, no matter how young or old you are. I think that I love women. I think women are very important in the church, as we see, you know, everywhere, you know, and especially shout out Sister MJ last night.
Oh, yeah.
She gave a beautiful talk. We need sisters. We love consecrated religious, all that. But saying that, you know, a woman shouldn't be altar serving. Like, there's no point in that. You know, like, the altar serving is to expose boys and men to the priesthood. You know, and I just don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's reverent. I don't think it's traditional. And I just think that it's just a unfortunate sign of the Catholic Church trying to be more modern.
Yeah, liberalism.
Yeah, I think it's liberalism. It just does. It's just like when I go to, like, I try to avoid masses with female altar servers by going to St. John the Baptist, plug them. But like when I go, it's like, and I love them 100%, but it's like, what's the point? Like, it kind of dumbs down altar serving. Like, instead of like being something to edge or to show men the priesthood, you know, like it's just a little girl wearing a white robe. It's like, we love them. I'm so happy that they want to help. And I think maybe a problem with the church too is like, men, or like there might not be things for little girls. Like, little boys get an altar serve traditionally, but was there anything for little girls to check out? Like, do they ever get to explore what it'd be like to be a sister or a nun?
Yeah.
So that's what I think about it. So maybe we need to have more programs for little girls too. Like how boys have altar serving. And then, because like girls are interested in it, but then as soon as a girl goes into it, no little boys are going to want to go hang out with the girls and altar serve. Mm-hmm. You know, like how many times do you see a little boy and little girl altar serving together?
Sometimes. Yeah.
But I'm saying, yeah, maybe there should be some programs for little girls too.
I'm thinking like you reserve like a front pew, you put like some nuns in it. Yeah. And just like have like the girls sit with the nuns.
Yeah, I like that idea.
And they're like, wow, this is what a woman of God is like. I don't want to be like that.
100%. Just bringing back, you know, gender roles and masculinity and femininity.
What do you think about like woman lectors? That's valid?
Well,
they're speaking.
Well, if you ask our friend Brendan, he's going to say no. I would say as a general rule of thumb, I'd say preferably a man just to have that deeper voice because bless the heart. But sometimes like the old Asian or Hispanic grandmas can't really understand, to be honest.
And they read the wrong reading sometimes. Yeah, too.
But I mean, honestly, I think... But it's like, I feel like we have a vocation crisis to the manhood. It's like, no men are stepping up to be lectors, myself included. So it's like, who else is going to do it than the devout Filipino grandma? I think it's okay because who else is going to do it, you know?
Yeah. It's just like in the job market too, like it's farming, like it's like fun, but like it's not like fun. Mm-hmm. So like the Mexican immigrant who like needs the money is gonna step up and do it, or like the tough jobs, you know. Yeah. Someone's gotta do it.
Yeah, we love our Mexicans. Yeah. Shout out Delfina, shout out Stephanie. Oh, you want me to ask you more questions? Or you got more questions?
No, I was gonna shout out Lindsay, but like, I don't wanna reveal like that information.
Shout out Lindsay too, my girlfriend. Okay. She's Mexican. You can reveal that. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I'm like thinking like how much information is too much information?
No.
Can I reveal like your phone number and your home address?
You can reveal everything. Nah. I have a question for you. What is the worst thing about Filipinos?
The worst thing, like of Filipino Americans or like Filipino history?
Filipino Americans.
Americans. Okay. Probably, like, the first thing that comes to mind is, like, they're, like, simps, you know? That's what my sister said.
Describe that.
So, the guys, they're, like, they simp too hard.
Are they, like, soy boys?
Nah. Let's say...
What's a soy boy?
A soy boy? He's, like, someone lacking in testosterone. Oh. Like, they eat soy, so... The testosterone converts to estrogen, or like the proteins.
That's why you have, you know, some steak and meat.
Steak and meat, and lots of amino acids. And basically they're not very masculine. They have more fat instead of muscle. Just because the chemical makeup of estrogen, it just binds somehow and it makes more fat. Because like fat is more important when making a baby. Because you have to feed the baby.
The guys?
No, just like the woman, like when they have a baby, it's more important to have estrogen because it's like more female-y. Like it's more
efficient. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, but other than that, I don't think that's actually I think that's like just like a quality. It's just like a neutral quality to have. But I think the biggest problem in the Filipino-American community is the lack of identity. They're trying to be like American, but they're not really American, you know? They're trying to be like West, they're trying to be like the liberal Western idea of Americans, which is not really anything.
Right. Oh, and I didn't know that. It's like, so it's like an identity crisis.
Yeah, identity crisis. And I think that goes across all, pretty much all of Western society in this day, because like they're not going back to their core values. Like Filipino Americans, they can't even speak Tagalog. Like probably like 90% of them, they can't even speak.
Can you?
Yes, I can't.
No, even do it. David.
I can speak like the basic stuff. I can't have like a conversation with my aunt and uncle.
Right.
I'm still learning. I'm watching like movies.
I think what's important is that we're all childs of God. Mm-hmm. First, before nations, we're all childs of our merciful Father. I think that maybe you have to remember that.
Yeah, that completely left my mind. Thank you for reminding me that.
Of course, bro. Oh, okay. I have another question. Who is more Mexican? Mm-hmm. Delfina or Stephanie?
Okay. I'd say Stephanie. Just
whoa, is it because she's more brown? Yeah. No. Yeah,
that's
cut the tape. Cut the tape.
Cut this out.
Cut it.
No, it's because the first time I saw Delfina, I thought she was like German.
Bro, me too. I thought bro was white.
Yeah, then she said, yeah, I'm Mexican. Oh, okay. That kind of makes sense now. Like, I can't even tell anymore. Like, when I see people, I don't even know if they're Mexican, white, or if they're even black.
Really?
Sometimes.
But you could tell with Stephanie.
Yeah.
Bro.
Am I racist?
No, it's okay.
Okay, it's time to reveal my racist past. I used to be racist, but now I'm not.
Who are you racist against?
All races, even against my own race.
Really?
Yeah. What really helped me was looking at people in the eyes, I see. We have the same eyes.
Yeah,
we're equal, different colors.
Equal and deep.
But we have the same eyes. We see the same things. We see all the inequalities.
I would never say anything racist, especially against Mexicans. Like, Stephanie, like, it's sad. Like, Stephanie often accuses me of being racist. And I think she's just trying to, like, point fingers to try to fill an internal void. I don't know.
Just because you're a ginger?
Yeah, just because I'm ginger and I'm white, you know? So.
No. You have a soul.
Yeah, I have a soul, and I wish Stephanie could see that, but all we can do is pray for her, right?
Yeah. So maybe we can have her on the podcast.
Yeah, you should bring Stephanie. Or maybe,
imagine like a whole young adult ministry podcast.
That would be crazy.
I don't know. I only have two mics.
You only have two mics?
Yeah. So actually, Ramiro brought up the idea like, we should start a podcast.
His name isn't Ramiro.
Ramiricus.
Yeah, Ramiricus. There you go.
But then I kind of stole the idea.
That's okay, bro. Where do dinosaurs play in a salvation history? Sorry, that's my phone.
It's all right.
Where do dinosaurs play in a salvation history?
I think the same way the birds. I don't think dinosaurs are... I think more like bears. I freaking hate bears. Bears are disgusting creatures, but they're still...
Bro, why do you hate bears?
Like, you see people eat bears, and then they get, like, worms and parasites.
No!
Yeah. It's because, like, you have to cook it at a certain temperature, like, a really high temperature to kill off all those parasites.
Right.
And it's just disgusting, like, bears walking around, and they have, like, this long of a worm sticking out.
No, stop.
Maybe even longer.
Out of their butthole?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know. That just like.
What the fuck?
Changed my whole way I saw bears. And bears, they're horrible fathers. Like the fathers will leave after inseminating the mother. And he will only come back if he needs food or something. And sometimes he even eats the babies.
Bro, they're sore boys, bro. Mm. They're for the streets.
Yeah, they're fat, too.
They're for the streets, bro. Yeah, screw bears, bro.
Screw bears.
Yeah.
Gorillas are where it's at. Gorillas, they're a family guy.
No, I don't like them because...
I like gorillas, but I don't like chimpanzees. They're too aggressive.
Really?
Bonobos. Those are good.
I love monkeys.
Monkeys? You like monkeys?
Yeah.
What kind? Macaques?
Moroccan monkeys. I was in Morocco and I saw some monkeys. They were cute.
Do they like pick stuff out their hair and eat it? Were they like all over you?
No, they were in the tree.
In the tree? Oh, like no contact?
Correct. Oh, they probably have like AIDS, HIV.
Yeah, they could. They could actually.
They probably have like gay sex and get that weird stuff.
Yeah, you think, what population of monkeys do you think are gay?
Well, they're animals, so I'm not sure.
Like demographic wise, like for the humans.
I feel like it's either a majority or like no.
Yeah.
I wonder how many animals are sexually attracted to their same.
I think it's rare. It's rare.
Really? That'd be interesting to look up.
Maybe in like certain areas where the water has like a certain level of like fluoride or something. Maybe it's higher.
Yeah, because it's like, I know they don't have souls and they don't have free will. But like, would God look at animals and morally be disappointed if they have gay sex or no, because they don't have like intellect?
Oh, so yeah. Animals, they have souls too, but
oh, they do. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
they do have souls. They're not spirit souls. They're not like intellectual. Sorry.
That's my bad. They have souls. Sorry, that's the reason why
God won't like judge them like us.
Right.
They have they don't have the moral capacity to think like us. So
right. So they're not like morally responsible.
Yeah, they're not responsible. The sin that entered the world also corrupted them.
That's true.
So they're not held to the same standard as us. And as for monkeys, I don't think they.
Right, I'm gonna look up like what's the gayest animal.
The gayest animal.
Take it, guys. I'll look it up.
I heard it's like a seahorse. Well, seahorses, they're kind of trans.
Yeah, I've heard something like that.
And like clownfish too. That's weird. The ocean is alien.
Bro, that's pretty, bro.
The ocean is alien.
Okay. Giraffes are often called especially gay.
Oh, wow.
Because they engage in homosexual behavior more than heterosexual behavior.
That's crazy. Wow.
Giraffes are for the... Bro. Bro, there must have been giraffes in Sodom and Gomorrah, bro.
Maybe because it's like Africa and you got the the Israel or Mediterranean.
Yeah. Thing? Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. What is your opinion on having trans athletes in school?
We could talk about it now because Trump is president.
Yeah.
Watch this get taken down.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair. Yeah. Like if I were like a girl competing there, they stood no chance.
For real.
Like I'm like, I would be like the worst in the NBA.
Yeah.
But in the WNBA,
yeah, you'd be the best.
They stand no chance.
Yeah, that's scary, bro.
Like, I'm not saying like guys in general. There's some guys who are not good at basketball. I'm saying I'm the best.
I don't know how to play. So
yeah, you're more of like an aviation.
Yeah,
you don't got the jumps.
Correct. I don't have wheels.
Yeah, you don't. Okay.
Well, like wheels, like running. Wheels. Like you have wheels, like so you run faster.
Oh no, I just use my legs.
Well, I actually love playing pickleball. You know how to play pickleball?
I love pickleball.
Bro, we should play pickleball.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Hey, we should do like an Orange County like young adult pickleball club.
Yeah, like you know how they got the dance club?
Yeah, we'd be better than them. We'd be better because we'd just be better.
Wait, what's some courts to play? Any court, right?
Yeah,
they have it everywhere.
Yeah, I play at Rossmore Park in Rossmore, California. That's a great spot.
Where is that?
Rossmore, right in Los Alamitos.
Oh, Los Alamitos. Okay. I never heard of Rossmore.
Yeah, it's like a rich area.
But that's probably why.
Yeah. I like to stay humble too.
Yeah, you're humble. You're like rich, but you
I'm not rich, bro. How am I rich? I'm not rich, bro. If I was rich, bro, I'd already be married by now or engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because I remember we asked you, like, how much you make? And you said, enough.
Yeah, I mean, bro, once you have your, like, career, bro, like, you don't reveal how much money you make. Like, it's enough.
It's because once you get a career, you're rich.
No.
Is that? I don't know.
That's what bro's hoping.
Yeah.
Bro's going to lock up at ABG once he has his career and he thinks he's going to be rich. Okay, I have a question. ABGs, that's Asian. But what would be your top-down list on top Asians? Like, what's the best looking Asians and the worst looking Asians? Because there's a lot of countries in Asia, right?
Yeah.
Because like, isn't India in Asia? So like,
yeah, probably. Yeah, that would be at like the bottom. Istanbul, in like some Middle Eastern. I think Middle Eastern is probably considered Asian.
No, Middle Eastern, Middle Eastern.
Okay, so everything from India to the right.
Yeah.
Okay. Top 10, you said?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, no, top five? Or yeah.
Okay, top five? I gotta say Filipinos. Like, I'm biased.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, she's Filipino.
Filipino?
Yeah.
I love bro cook.
Yeah, and then second, I think, I want to say Koreans, but like Filipinos and Koreans, they got beef. Well, it's like a really? One-sided beef, actually. Like Filipinos love Korea, but Koreans hate Filipinos for some reason. They think like we're poor and dark.
Is that true?
Somewhat true. And third... I don't know. Oh, Vietnamese. No. Second, Vietnamese.
Yeah. Vietnamese.
Third, everyone else is tied.
Like Japan, third. North Korea.
I take that back. Everyone's tied for second place.
So it's just Filipinos are top notch. What would Kenerton say? Would Kenerton agree with you on the stance, or who knows?
I don't know. I think he loves everyone.
Yeah,
he's a very lovely person.
Yes,
he wins big with all the races, all the American people.
Mm. What do you think is the number one threat to our country right now?
The biggest threat to our country is the devil.
You're thinking of like spiritual, bro. That's good.
He's very divisive, and that's what's happening to us right now.
Dang.
Yeah, he's like making enemies out of thin air, basically. Like, you ever watch Captain America Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically like that one guy. What was his name? Vlado Blocko?
Oh, the Russian?
Yeah, the Russian guy.
Right.
What's his name?
What do you think the Antichrist is going to be?
Something technology-based. Probably AI. I was thinking AI.
I would agree, yeah.
Because you think about it, it's like a beast, you know? Like, how would you describe AI?
I'd describe it as like...
Like if you were in, like, Daniel's time.
Perverted? Yeah, disordered.
But like, if you were to describe it as like a creature.
A beast. The Bible says the beast is the... Like, some translation, I think the beast means the devil. Or a demon, I think. Don't quote me.
Yeah.
What's your take on Julian getting a new job? Julian, St. Pius, former young adult coordinator.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to go through all of our friends, like, just to bring them up.
Like, foreshadowing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing in the long run. Like, it hurts, like, that we have no more funding.
Yeah, for real. Hey, anybody want to donate to St. Pius Young Adults? We're setting up a GoFundMe soon.
But I think it's good. Like, he can be, he can get more connections to the diocese, and he's doing more good there, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, it's sad, but we have to see it. What about Stephanie's new job? Stephanie, former youth ministry coordinator at St. Pius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's teaching now.
Yeah, or she's like a teacher. Yeah, TA.
Yeah, I think it's good for her. Will help her in the career and
like get her out of just the parish. Yeah, become a good mother. Yeah,
but it's not good for her getting sick. If she doesn't want to get sick, that's then true. That's too bad for her because that's part of the job.
Yeah. What's your favorite song, David?
Favorite song, like one that I didn't make.
Yeah.
It's such a hard. I gotta say, Mumbai Power. Mumbai Power by Skrillex. You know Skrillex?
No.
You don't know Skrillex?
No, I don't.
He's basically... How do I say this?
Next time we got to come up with more questions, bro.
No. This is good. It's like real conversation.
That's true.
I'm trying to think of the greatest like picture artist of all time. Like Banksy?
Like Walt Disney? Like
Walt Disney? Yeah, he's the Walt Disney of EDM, bro. Yeah.
like EDM is such a wide, it's just electronic dance music, but most of it you can't really dance to it.
Right. I think we were talking about planning another DJ rave, right?
A cat rave. A cat rave. Like Catholic.
Catholic. Yeah. When would we get all the young adults in OC to come to our DJ party, and it's going to be a Catholic DJ party.
And it's like a fundraiser.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser for St. Pius Young Adults.
That's a great idea.
But Brandon will be busy simping with his girlfriend. Stephanie will be busy with work. That's true. Stephanie will be busy with work. Julian will be busy for work. So it might just be you and me. That's true.
A Saturday night. More people are available.
That's true. We can get everybody there.
Yep. And it's inside the gym.
Oh, at St. Pius?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That would be cool. And like have like lights.
Yeah. Turn out the lights or something.
Mm-hmm. And then Joe comes in.
No.
And he starts partying.
Yeah. Joe starts partying, bro. Yeah. Dude, that'd be awesome, bro.
And Father Wayne, Father Eric, they're going like.
And they're like gritting. Like they gritty.
Yeah, they're gritting.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be sick.
And Father Will. Imagine Father Will is there too. Bro. Smoking a stogie. I know, with Julian and Kenny.
That'd be crazy. Father Ian's there. Father Ian's there. Like,
Father Chiyun.
Yeah. Father Ian's like chanting something. Dude, that'd be crazy.
We play Gregorian chants.
Yeah, dude. That'd be insane.
3, 2, 1, drop.
That'd be crazy.
I don't know. Maybe have like an ambient rave.
What's that?
Just like have like chill music, like Catholic lo-fi.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
Just play that and you just like stand there.
What is Catholic lo-fi like? Let me look it up. Like lo-fi is it's basically just study music, correct?
Yeah, that's one way to say it. Like I just think of chill music. Chill music, you know.
I'm going to play some lo-fi, Catholic lo-fi. Is it on Apple Music or no?
It should be. Yeah, it's everywhere. I don't think we could play on the podcast.
Oh, really?
We don't have the rights.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm stupid.
Yeah, you see those batteries right there?
Yeah.
You think...
What are those batteries? I was going to ask you.
Yeah, it looks like a car battery, right?
Yeah.
But basically, my dad has like this attachment. You just plug it in, and then you can plug anything. So like these lights...
What about like a bomb?
A bomb? Yeah, you can power a bomb.
Like, what if we like create a bomb and we can like set it off somewhere?
You could, but I don't think that's a good idea. That's not a good idea.
Really?
Yeah, probably not. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah, for sure. We'll talk about it later. We'll go over why it's so bad later. Huh?
Yeah. We'll work out the details later.
Yeah, maybe we can make a bomb of holy water. So, like, we take it to, like, a public square. We set it off.
Okay.
No, hold on. It's a bomb of holy water. So what happens is it explodes and it just covers everybody with holy water. But, like, it doesn't hurt anybody.
Let's just call it a water balloon.
Yeah, all right, a water balloon. I like that.
Yeah, a holy water balloon.
You want to arm wrestle?
Yeah, I want to arm wrestle. Wait, how are we going to do this?
Right here. David goes to the gym, so he might win. Wait, bro, that's not fair. Bro.
Wait, is this a good
table? Yeah, bring that over here.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Dude!
Wait. You're not even trying. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh! Okay, let's go. Okay, let's seriously go.
Wait, which way?
You go that way.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh! David is so strong after going to the gym.
You want to go the other way?
I'm just a weak soy boy.
No, you're not. You're the greatest pilot I know.
Okay, let's try again.
This way?
Yeah.
That way?
You're going that way.
Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, you're left-handed?
I fit up a fight.
That was like, good. That was seconds. Good.
You like I'm left-handed.
You're left-handed? That's why?
No, wait. No, I'm right and left-handed. What's that called?
Ambidextrous?
I'm ambidextrous.
You're like Flostradamus? I was actually training like for arm wrestling yesterday.
No, really?
Yeah.
Bro,
oh,
that's
just my right hand. Because like left hand, I was like, I don't need you. This is my main hand.
Right. As soon as we went, you were like, oh, you left-handed? Like, that's just crazy, bro.
How do you become ambidextrous? Like, is there any drawbacks to it?
No, I'm just better. It's just I was born with it because I'm better.
Mm-hmm. So you could be like drinking margaritas on the plane with your right hand and like flying the plane with your left.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can't drink yet. I'm not 21.
Oh, that's right.
And you can't drink when you fly too. So.
Oh, yeah. That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I forget you're 18.
Yeah. Like, how old do you think I am? Like.
I think you're like 22.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm older?
Like when I think of like someone who's flying a plane, I don't think they're like fresh out of high school. Wait, when did you graduate high school?
Last year.
Last year? So like after like school, you would just go to the flight academy?
Yeah. I would just go fly by myself.
That's crazy.
A lot of the time.
Anyway, how long would you do that? Ever since like freshman year?
Yeah. Beginning summer before freshman year.
Wow. When I was in freshman year, I was just playing League of Legends.
That's okay, bro. I was playing Fortnite.
Fortnite?
You want to play Fortnite? Do you have Fortnite?
Yeah.
Bro, let's play Fortnite. Let's go. Let's play Fortnite, bro.
I was like...
I'm low-key down, like OG Fortnite.
No builds?
No, I'm not builds, bro.
You like builds?
Bro, you're gay if you don't like builds, bro.
What? Okay. I got to learn how to build.
You don't know how to build?
No.
It's okay, bro. Size doesn't matter, bro. It's fine.
It's not about how much you build. It's about how you build.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah, like this. Me and my dad built this,
actually. I love it, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is the podcast studio, by the way, guys.
Yeah, we call it the Red Room.
The Red Room?
Yeah, because the floor is red. You noticed that?
Yeah. The floor is red. Did you play, like, the floor is lava when you were a kid? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't really remember.
Me either, but I remember the name.
I remember we played mattress, me and my sister.
What's that?
So she was just lying like on the sofa one day, and I just put like a bunch of pillows and I laid on top of her, and then like she had to like push me off or mm-hmm. else she'd suffocate.
So you almost killed your sister.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
Right.
Until like she told me like years after.
You were just a kid.
Yeah, I was just a kid.